From time to time, we check in on what's new in the world of kids' music with blogger Stefan Shepherd of ZooGlobal.com. And today, we'll spin some recent releases from artists who made their names with music for grown-ups, beginning with the rock group They Might Be Giants. They started out in the 1980s and endeared themselves to adult fans with playful songs including Birdhouse in Your Soul.
Who can hear in the alley by the light switch? Who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Well, that quirky sensibility from They Might Be Giants has also earned them legions of fans in the 4 feet and under crowd. And blogger Stefan Shepherd steered us to their latest CD for kids, Songs About Numbers. It's called Here Come the 1-2-3s.
When they first started recording music for kids, I think a lot of people thought, well, duh, that made sense, because a lot of their songs, I think, were kid-friendly before. And so a lot of the songs on this album, I think, would sound perfectly integrated into their albums that they record for adults.
And they've moved from Here Come the ABCs, now Here Come the 1-2-3s, starting with zero, going up to infinity, and somewhere in between we have the song Seven.
Oh, there's the doorbell. Let's see who's out there. Oh, it's a seven. Hello, seven. Won't you come in, seven? Make yourself at home. Hey, who's
and
that
along with the CD,
guy?
There's a DVD, and sevens start proliferating like crazy. Tell me about this song, Stefan. What do you like about it?
It's got this surreal aspect to it in which these sevens overrun this household and demand more cake, and it's got these wonderful deadpan kids' voices who are playing the roles of seven.
Now who would like some cake?
I would like some cake. Me too!
I don't know what it says that I have two CDs in front of me that both have songs about the number eight. One of them is They Might Be Giants, Figure Eight. But then there's a song from the Board of Education called Eight is a Number.
In a world of danger, there is only one number that you need. In the ancient tarot, it means strength. It stands for wealth in Chinese.
The Board of Education is a side project of a band out of Seattle called Central Services, and they're an indie pop band. And one of the band's songwriters was actually a elementary school science teacher in a former life. So that sort of smart indie pop sensibility and educational bent sort of got married into this new project. This album really is designed more for the kids who are 8, 9, and 10 years old. It's definitely not an album for your 3-year-old. They might bop along because it's got some catchy melodies, but they're not writing for your 3-year-old.
You also called our attention to a 2-CD release from a duo, sisters, called The Neilds. I know they've done their own folk thing before, and now they have a kid's career as well. One CD, Rock All Day, the other, Rock All Night.
Yeah, I believe Pearl Jam and the Foo Fighters might have gotten there first with the whole one disc being up-tempo and the second disc being mellower.
Foo Fighters not covering Muffin Man, last I checked.
No, not that I'm aware of. I do, however, really like the Neilds version of Muffin Man, which adds a whole neighborhood to Drury Lane.
Do you know the waffle woman, the waffle woman, the waffle woman? Do you know the waffle woman lives on Drury Lane?
So one CD, Rock All Day, more up-tempo, things to get you moving, and then Rock All Night, songs to wind down, a lot of them traditional songs.
Mostly traditional. There are a couple original songs on there. One of the songs I really like on here is one of my all-time favorite songs, which is Wild Mountain Time.
And we'll all go. together to pull wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go?
Parents of a certain age might remember the voice that's chiming in here. This is their father, John Neild, who was chief counsel for the House Committee investigating Iran-Contra in the 1980s.
Yes, their father taught them many of these songs as they were growing up, and so I think a large part of the impetus for recording this album was because they wanted to recapture the joy they had in listening to their dad sing songs and singing with their dad as they were growing up.
And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time.
Well, Stefan, good to talk to you again. Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, Melissa. Thanks.
Will you go, lassie, go?
Stefan Shepherd blogs about kids' music at zooglobal.com. You're listening to All Things Considered.